Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how to make friends. All right, welcome back. Let's talk about how to make friends. So in this video, I want to talk about some of the problems that you might have if you're lacking in friends, if you feel like you need more friends, or if you feel like you want more from your friends. Maybe you want to get more out of your friendships than you're currently getting. And to do that, there's actually some deeper insights that you need to have about how friendship works, what it is, and how you can go about just improving the quality of your friendships and also the quantity. So we'll take a look at all those. And some of these things are simple, but some of these ideas are also just things that you haven't thought about, because so many people just take friendship for granted. They'll say like, oh, friends, you know, friends, I get friends spontaneously. I just naturally get friends. If they come, then I have them. If they don't, then I don't. But actually, you can put some thought into how your friendships work. And if you do that, they'll function much better. You'll be much more satisfied with them. Because for most people, their friendships just function on autopilot. And when that tends to happen, you don't get the best results. In fact, you might get some bad problems. So in this video, we're going to really talk about that and also how do you go out there and specifically start to make friends. So let's talk about that. First of all, I think a very important idea that needs to be introduced right off the bat is the following. Quantity of friends versus quality of friends. A lot of people will get hung up on this and they'll forget about quality completely and they'll just focus on quantity. And it'll be all about quantity. How many friends do you have? And probably the worst example of this is your Facebook friend count, or how many followers you have on Twitter, or something very shallow like that. Your Facebook friends, those aren't real friends. That's bullshit. That's not a friend. What I want to encourage you in this video is to start thinking a little bit deeper about your friendships. And this means instead of focusing on the quantity and trying to get more friends than everybody else that you know, that's a losing game. You don't want to play that game. Instead, what I want you to really think about is focusing on the quality of your friends. The quality, how deep are your friendships? The friends that you're friends with, how supportive are they really? How much do they really care about you as you and not from what they want from you, trying to extract something from you? How many of your friends are actually people that you meet up with on a continuous basis? And then how many of them are just people that you shoot one text message to once a month? Okay, so quantity. You don't need dozens or even hundreds of friends. I think a lot of people get this wrong is that they think that, well, I need to have 50 friends or 100 friends. In reality, you can't make use of those. You can't make use of 100 friends. You don't have the time or the energy in the day to really extract all the benefit that you can out of a friendship with 100 type of friendships. It's not going to work. What you really want is you want to focus more on quality and depth. If you get even 2 or 3, or let's say 5, really high quality, deep friendships going with people that are really in line with your values, people that really support you, people that are really interested in what you're interested in, people that you really vibe with, people that really kind of push you and challenge you or willing to be open and authentic with you, people that you actually spend some time with face to face, not just through electronic means, those are going to be enough to really satisfy you. So if you don't have a lot of friends right now in your life, this is actually very encouraging because this doesn't mean that you have to go out there and now befriend 100 new people. That's not necessary at all. Really what you're looking for is you're looking for just a couple, a handful of really high quality friends. So that's the first idea that I wanted to introduce. The second idea is this idea that friends require energy and time. Energy and time to get the juice that you want out of a friendship. You have to invest in it, right? A lot of people, they'll just kind of take friendships for granted. But you have to ask yourself, okay, how many friends do I really want? But not only how many do I want, but how many friends do I have time for? How much energy do I want to invest in each friendship that I have? If you only want to invest 5 minutes, then what can you expect to get back? Then all you can probably expect to get back is a Facebook wall post on your birthday. That's it. What else can you expect? If you want to invest more time, and if you're willing to invest a couple hours a week into your friendship, then you can expect a lot more from it. So really ask yourself, why do you need these friends? Do you need these friends just to look cool? Do you need these friends just to out-friend somebody else that's in your social circle, just so you have a little more status, a little more prestige? I mean, those are all silly and stupid reasons. In the end, you want friends because friends give you deep companionship. You can have interesting conversations with them. There's stuff that they can help you with, you can help them with. You can learn from each other. You can push each other. You can grow together. That's really why you want a friend, right? Okay, so if that's the case, then you've got to think, okay, well, that means I probably have to put a little more time into each friendship. That means that I'm going to have fewer friendships, not so many as we had here, fewer of them, and then I'll put more energy into them, but then I'll also get even more out of them. It's actually really nice because I think that a lot of people, unknowingly, they actually get very frantic and very busy with their social life. They're so busy because they have all these friends hitting them up and all these activities that they want to be doing, but then you're not doing any of it. You're just kind of hitting your friend up once a week or twice a week with a text message or something like that. And it's just like very shallow interaction. And what happens is that you're wasting a lot of time communicating, but you're not really building anything long-lasting or deep there. So instead of wasting so much time communicating, writing little stupid messages back and forth that mean nothing, why don't you actually like get one or two good friends, start meeting up with them face-to-face, and start having like richer interactions, like actually doing interesting activities together, growing together. Then, like, wow, you can not be so frantic with all this messaging that's going back and forth. You can just focus on a couple of people. It's much more sane. Kind of a minimalist approach to friendship building. All right. So I think it's better to really focus on just a few. Let's talk about now some of the problems. So if you're watching this and you don't have very many friends, maybe you don't even have a single friend, and you want to make some, how do you go about doing this? Let's take a look at, first of all, why this is happening. Why do you not have any friends, and how come you're not able to create friendships? I think there's really four key elements to why people have problems making friends. So let's cover those, and then we'll go into each point in depth. One is not socializing. You simply don't go out. You don't interact with people. You're sitting at home, or you're cooped up at work, or you're doing something where you're not about, and you can't physically interact with anybody. So if you're not physically coming into contact with people, then of course you're going to be very limited with how many friends you can have and make. It's probably the biggest hurdle that people have when they don't have friends. Hurdle number two is the following. You don't have the time and the energy. Also a problem. So this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. How much time do you have for your friends? How much energy do you have? I mean, if you're working 10 hours every day and you're really focused on your career, then how many friends can you expect to be able to have to maintain? How much energy also are you willing to invest in the friendships? Or do you just expect that the other friend will do all the work? Are you going to invest time and energy into setting up meetups and coming up with activities that you're doing and kind of rounding everyone together and being kind of the leader of the group? If you're not willing to do that, then be honest with yourself and say that I have more important priorities. Maybe you do. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't necessarily need friends. But if you want the benefits of having a friend or a circle of friends, then you need to also be cognizant of the investments that will be required, both time and energy-wise. So if you don't have the time, but you do want friends, then you have to ask yourself, okay, how can I make some time? You have to start to reprioritize some things. Maybe you shouldn't be working so much. Maybe you should cut out some of the TV that you're watching all the time, or maybe you should cut out some of your internet browsing time, or whatever you're doing that's wasting a lot of time in your life, and I guarantee that you're doing stuff that is totally useless and wasteful. Cut that stuff out, and then spend it with your friends. Point number three is you're ruining opportunities. So this means that you are coming into contact with people. Maybe you even have friends in your life, but then you're losing them. It's like you're actually doing something to repel people. And the reason that is because you're ruining the opportunities for building lasting friendships. And why is that happening? Ultimately, it boils down to the fact that you're, in some way, very judgmental. You're too judgmental of people. For example, for me, I've never really had a problem with building friends on this point. Like, I am introverted, and I tend to be in my own shell. I don't socialize that much. I don't go out that much when I'm really like working or focused on something else. So in that sense, I won't have a lot of friends because of those points. But I won't have a problem with like meeting someone new and then clicking with them. That's because I'm very open-minded. I'm not judgmental about somebody when I meet them. When I meet somebody, like I'm interested in that person, and that person has something just going for him, and I'm not going to judge him like, oh, he's, you know, he's wearing something stupid, or like, I don't like his ideas, or this or that. See, if you're very judgmental and picky, then of course you're going to be bumping into a lot of people, but then you're going to be judging them so harshly that you're not going to want to be friends with them. Instead, what you got to do if you have this problem is you just got to be like, open yourself up. There's stuff that you can learn from other people, and you don't necessarily need to become that person. You can just be around that person, be a friend with that person. Of course, if you don't really mesh value-wise at all, then you probably won't be good long-term friends. You won't be like growing together or anything, but you can still be a loose acquaintance with that person. But then if you do click, then you can really go deep. A lot of times you don't know who you click with until you spend a little bit of time with them and see and really get to know them. So don't judge a book by its cover. Don't be too judgmental with the kind of friends that you keep. Have all sorts of friends around you. Have friends with all sorts of different beliefs and different ideas, right? This will make you more open-minded. This will expose you to all sorts of new influences. And the fourth point is the reason that people don't have friends is that because they're very shy and they're very unconfident in social situations. Even if they're out and about, they're just very shy in their shells, or they are fake in their conversations. So if you're fake all the time, or you're so shy and so scared to talk to people that you have trouble introducing yourself, or troubling opening up a conversation, or trouble introducing the conversation topics that you're interested in, if you have trouble doing that, then of course it's going to be hard for you to make friends, and you probably don't have very many friends, because you need to take the initiative. Especially at the beginning when you're trying to build a friendship, you have to be putting energy into it, and so is the other person. You can't expect the other person to do all the work for you. You have to share yourself too. You have to put yourself on the line. You have to take your own ideas and the things that you love about life, and you have to share those. Because the other person can't read your mind. He or she, they don't know what you're into. So if you never talk about what you're into in a conversation, then that person might not ever know about it, and then you miss an opportunity to click with that person on anything. So if you're always just like very, very reserved, or you're trying to be fake, and you're trying to put on this fake facade when you're around people, then of course that's creating a problem too. And in the end, no one really wants to be friends with a fake person, because what really they want to do is they want to see the authentic you. Authenticity, that's what is attractive and magnetic. When you're being fake, people usually see through that very quickly, and then they will not want to have anything to do with you. So that's something that you want to work on if you have that sticking point. Okay, so those are the four points. Ask yourself where you're really having trouble. I think that for most people, if they're really having trouble making friends or have zero friends at all, it's really because of point number one. You're not actually going out and being around people. You need some ideas for how to do that. See, your life right now, it's like this pattern, this habit of just going to work or going to home or doing stuff that's very isolated and insulating. Instead, you want to open that up. That means you need to do what? You need to go join some new group, join a club, join an organization, go hang out with the people that are at work, you know, organize a work event where you're going out after work and socializing in some way to a bar or club or restaurant or some sort of event that you're doing together. You got to do that. Maybe join some sort of sports team or sports league. You can go to meetup.com. There's tons of meetup groups that you can basically find a meetup group on any topic in the entire world that you want to and join that. So you got to do a little bit of research and figure out where you can place yourself where you're literally surrounded by more people. This is probably the biggest thing, because if you do this, the other points, they'll tend to auto-correct, right? This idea about being shy and fake, well, if you're around a lot of people all the time, then this shy and fake thing, it will eventually dissolve. Eventually, you'll just kind of, you know, you'll break through it. You'll bust out of your comfort zone if you're around a lot of people. But if you're never around a lot of people, then that's never going to happen. You're going to remain shy and fake. And if you're always judgmental about people, that too. If you're always around a lot of people, then you're not going to be able to maintain that judgmental attitude. So the reason that you're very judgmental is probably because you're already very isolated and living in your own little bubble. Be around a lot of people, be around a lot of diverse people, and then your judgment, it'll also dissipate because your mind will open up. People will open up your mind as you're interacting with them. And also, if you don't have the time and the energy right now, then that too might change after you go out and join one of these groups and start to socialize more. Because as you're socializing, you're seeing little difficult to describe benefits that you get from friends. A lot of the benefits you get from friends are very subtle and small. Maybe a friend will just tell you about a book that they read that they really liked. Or they'll tell you about a new cool restaurant that's opening. Or they'll invite you to go with them on some trip next weekend. And just like very simple little things like that, which can lead to actually pretty extraordinary, profound changes in your life. Because maybe then you go to that restaurant and you meet your dream spouse there. Or maybe you go read that book that they recommended, and that turns out to be a life-changing book for you. So friends are nice because they open you up to all sorts of new ideas. This is why having diverse friends is important. Don't just be friends with people that are identical to you. You're not getting that cross-pollination that you will get when you're interacting with people who are very different than you. I love having friends that are very, very different from me. I learn so much from them. To me, those are some of the most rewarding and interesting friends. All right, so this is Leo. This is how to make friends. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. And if you like this video, go ahead and click the like button right now, please. Share it if you like it and you want it to spread. I'd love to spread this message. That's why I release this content for free. And finally, go and check out my newsletter at actualize.org. It's right here. It's free. I release new videos, new articles, other goodies exclusive to my subscribers every single week. I really want to build up an awesome newsletter because I have so much material that I want to share with you guys. And the material I'm sharing is how to master your mindsets, how to master your psychology, how to understand life so that you can create a lot of passion in your life, so that your life can be extraordinary, not the mediocre life that you've been settling for. I really want to like challenge you and hold you accountable to living up to your highest expectations and dreams. It's possible, and my own journey has revealed some of the mindsets and strategies that are necessary. Most people struggle with it, and they become mediocre, and they kind of settle for that mediocrity simply because they don't understand what's necessary to make it happen. Well, I've discovered a lot of stuff about how to help you make it happen. So I'm giving you all these tools and resources, and if you follow along every single week, you're getting new little tidbits of information that will help you, helping you grow every single week. And as you're growing, you're accomplishing on your goals, and eventually your life will be the extraordinary life that you've always dreamed of. So if you're interested in that, come and sign up right now.